Weekend. Great having you along at America Weekend. Whatever you're up to this weekend, have fun, enjoy it, take some time. Even if you're busy working, we're always working like 24/7. It doesn't stop any longer because we have constant communication or we have things we need to do. But you know what? I'd like you to just relax a little bit this weekend. Do it for me, because I can't do it. So you can do it for me, okay? I'm Valerie Smaldone. Welcome. There's been some very exciting news in the world of science this past week that I want to share with you, beginning with outer space and Venus. Now, we know that it is a very, very hot planet. It's a toxic planet. Temperatures on Venus can reach 865 degrees. Yes, it's been a hot summer here, but this is really hot. There is a very toxic atmosphere surrounding Venus, 90 times thicker than Earth. And so, you know, it's not a habitable planet, one would say. But oftentimes Venus is referred to as Earth's twin because they're very similar in size. Now, here is what has emerged this week that I think is very interesting. You know, when you think about time, we think about a few years or 50 years, but think about millions and billions of years. And that brings a lot of perspective when you do. If you consider that maybe 3 billion years ago, things on Venus were a little bit different. Scientists at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies took some computer modeling that has predicted future climate change on Earth, because we have to see where we're going, and applied it to Venus, trying to find out what it was like when the planet was just beginning. And with that model, they discovered that Venus actually may have been habitable. They think it had a shallow ocean and temperatures that were actually a little bit cooler than Earth's for a good part of the early history, only 2 billion years. And they had big clouds that would have created overcast days. And that's good because it would shield the surface from heat and radiation. So they're taking this really serious look back at perhaps there was life on Venus billions and billions of years ago. So that's an interesting development to learn. Also, in cancer research, there's been a breakthrough that's very exciting from Canada, from McGill University. They have nanorobots that can travel through the bloodstream, and the nanorobots administer drugs right at the tumor's cancer cells. They target them specifically. And the way that they do this is inject medication because it works better, and also healthy tissues and organs will not be jeopardized. So that means when you target it so specifically, the dosage of the drugs can be reduced. And that makes it better for human beings because you're not dealing with such toxic drugs. So this is a wonderful new piece of information about cancer therapies that we really, really need to know about and hopefully can go from there. And to end this segment with something kind of fun, I don't know if I believe this. I really don't know because this picture is too weird. Scientists have sighted what they're calling a googly-eyed purple squid. And this cute little creature looks like an animated figure, is kind of stubby. It's really purple. And the eyes don't even look real. They say that they live in Japan, Southern California, in the Pacific Ocean. And they dwell along the ocean floor, way, way down on the ocean floor. So these fun looking creatures do not see the light of day. And they often look very confused. If they see light or humans, they don't really quite know how to react, as many animals don't. But they have this little sticky mucus jacket over their body, and they collect bits of sand or pebbles, and they can make a nice little camouflage jacket. So they're purple with a cute little jacket. These are, what are they calling this guy? They're calling him just googly-eyed purple squid, I think. Very cute. Very cute. Let's see if this is real. I'm not sure. Hey, thank you for coming along to America Weekend. It's always a pleasure spending time with you, Valerie Smaldone, and much more coming.
Largest motorcycle cruisers are technologically stunning. Some of this technology makes customization of these bikes a pain in the butt. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Being customizers of 110 and 112-year-old motorcycles, we didn't give much thought to rewiring a set of Z-bars on one of the bikes and 14-inch apes on the other. Had our two bikes been manufactured with modern fly-by-wire systems, equipping the bikes with radically styled handlebars would have been a hassle of monumental proportion. Shopping for a new motorcycle? Digging ape hangers?
Yeah.
Look at the model so equipped, or be prepared to settle for ordinary but very expensive ape hangers. You're not going to buy a set of these for $200.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you stand out in your career? Build your personal brand.
At its essence, a brand is a promise. So the best way to build your personal brand is to always deliver on your promises.
You can impress people with what you say. You can be great at what you do, but you still have to deliver on every promise.
That's easy to say, not so easy to do. Here's how to make sure you deliver. Develop the habit of recording and reviewing your promises.
Write them down in a promises journal. When you fulfill one, check it off.
It sounds simple, and it is, but in our busy world, promises are forgotten all the time.
You'll stand out by promising what you'll deliver and then delivering what you promised. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.